नातिमरन्दस्य येनाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासुदेवगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरु महाराज श्रील गुरुदेव श्रीलाचार्य देव की जय। गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। गौ प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। श्री कृष्ण दास काविराज गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। All right, everyone have the place. Gopinath Acharya Bhattacharya Sarvabhauma Dore Rai Deki Prabhur Vaishnava Milana. From a distant place, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya watched the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you may remember who were here last time, previous times. We have been discussing about King Prataparudra, who wanted to see Mahaprabhu. And with the help of Sarvabhauma, he was trying to get to see him. But Mahaprabhu was very strict. He would not allow any materialistic persons to come in the Sangha, in his association with the devotees, to disturb the atmosphere. And because he was a king, who had some mentality of being a king over the rulership of the world or governance of some part of the world, he did not feel that mentality was conducive to devotion, the devotional mood, the mood of service and surrender. So he didn't like that mood to disturb the kirtan. He was very strict about that. And of course, scripture is also very strict about that because Mahaprabhu is teaching about love. Radha and Krishna's love. And who have a material conception of of life, they will misunderstand such things, and they will come with the wrong mood into the to be able to understand what is that loving devotion, prem, Krishna prem, the highest, the most valuable thing that anyone has ever known, and not to be misinterpreted by anyone as mundane love or mundane lust, like iron and gold, the difference. Both are metal, but iron and gold are not the same. Same and different. Quality is quite different. One is valuable, one is cheaply available. Well, Mahaprabhu was very strict about this. Even though King Prataparudra understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God, still Mahaprabhu did not accept him. Anyhow, Sarvabhauma came. Even then, his devotee came, tried to implore him, "You please let this king come." No, he wouldn't do that. And wearing king garments, he coming in that mentality, he would not allow it. Even his own most intimate disciples, if they would wear some fancy clothing, some carry some fancy blanket on their shoulder or whatever, he would point it out and show his displeasure. And the Bhagavatam, we find in the Bhagavatam a description of a statement that even one should rather live in a cage with tigers surrounded by fire. Most horrible condition you can imagine, in a cage surrounded by with tigers and surrounded by fire, then to live in the to be in the company of a man who is a doll in the hands of a woman, who dancing like a doll in the hands of a woman, that are to leave such association and go into the cage with lions and burning around with fire. More auspicious condition. Strict understanding. That was Mahaprabhu's nature, and that is given in the scripture also. So this was being emphasized at this pastime with King Partaparudra. Even he was a devotee, still he was having some connection with the kingship, rulership, and disqualification. Anyhow, by Sarvabhauma's mercy, the devotee's mercy, somehow or other he was able to bring some prasadam to the king from Mahaprabhu's hand, and immediately he took that prasad. And like that, then accepting that this was the direct mercy of the Lord, he decided, okay, and let me at least do some service, although the Lord has not asked me for any service, let me do some service. And so he went to the temple of Jagannath, and he told the servitors there, you all prepare some nice place for the devotees to stay, take care of them nicely, give them some food, prasadam, etc., and make sure all their needs are met so they experience no difficulty. He did not receive any order for service from Krishna, but he thought, let me do something for them, and this way I can have some chance from a distant place, insignificant place, to serve the devotees, and in that way please Mahaprabhu and the devotees. So like that, he is saying, from a distant place, they marched the meeting of the Vaishnavas with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still they are keeping their distance. Singhadwara Dahine Chadi Sabha Vaishnav Kana Kashi Mishra Grihapati Karila Gamana. Beginning from the right side of the Lion Gate, or the main gate of the temple, all the Vaishnavas began to proceed toward the house of Kashi Mishra. Hina Kale Mahaprabhu Nija Gana Sange Vaishnavemi Lila Asi Pate Bahurange. In the meantime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accompanied his personal associates, accompanied by his personal associates, met all the Vaishnavas on the road with great jubilation. Advaita Karila Prabhur Charana Vandana Acharyare Kaila Prabhu Prema Alingana. First, Advaita Acharya offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord immediately embraced him in ecstatic love. Premananda haila dune parama astira samaya dekhiya prabhu haila kichudira. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya displayed agitation due to ecstatic love. Seeing the time and circumstance, however, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained patient. Shiva Sadi Karila Prabhura Charana Vandan Kalila Prabhu Prema Alingana. After this, all the devotees headed by Srivasta Kaur offered prayers to the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord embraced each and every one of them in great love and ecstasy. Eke eke sarva bhakte kaila sambhashana sabalana abhyantare karila gamana. The Lord addressed all the devotees one after another and took all of them with him into the house. Mishvera avasha se oya alpastana asankhya vaishnava tahan oila parimana. Since the residence of Kashimisha was insufficient, all the assembled devotees were very much overcrowded. Apana nikate prabhu sabha vasaila apani shri hasta sabar sabare ma amalya ganda dila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side, and with his own hand he offered them garlands and sandalwood pulp. Bhattacharya acharyatabe mahaprabhur sane yata yogya milila sabakara sane. After this, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met all the Vaishnavas at the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a befitting manner. Advaitera kahina prabhu madura vachane aji ami purna hailana tomara agamane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Advaita Acharya Prabhu, saying sweetly, "My dear sir, today I become perfect because of your arrival." Advaita kai ishvarera esa bhava hoya yadyapi apane purna sarvaishvarya maya tatapi bhakta sange hoy sukola hoya sukolasa bhakta sange kare nitya vividha vilasa. Advaita Acharya replied, "This is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is personally complete and full in all opulences, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes." Vasudeva deki prabhu anandita hana tandre kichu kahe tandra ange hastadiya. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Vasudeva Dutt, the older brother of Mukunda Dutt, he immediately became very happy, and placing his hand on his body began to speak. Yadyapi Mukunda ama sange shishu haite tahan haite adika shuka tomare dekite. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although Mukunda is my friend from childhood, I nonetheless take greater pleasure in seeing you than in seeing him." Vasudeva Dutt was the older brother of Mukunda Dutt, who was the childhood friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is naturally a great pleasure to see our friend, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Vasudeva Dutt that although it was his pleasure to see his friend, his pleasure was increased by seeing the older brother. Vasukai Mukunda Ado Paila Tomar Sangha Tomara Charana Paila Se Punarjanma. Vasudeva replied, "Mukunda got your association in the beginning. As such, he has taken shelter at your lotus feet. That is his transcendental rebirth." Chotahana Mukunda Ebe Hoila Amar Chesta Tomara Kripa Patra Tate Sarva Guni Shrestha. Thus Vasudeva Dutt admitted his inferiority to Mukunda, his younger brother. "Although Mukunda is my junior," he said, "he first received your favor. Consequently, he became transcendentally senior to me. Besides that, you very much favored Mukunda. This is his superior, thus he is superior in all good qualities." Punak Prabhu kahe ame tomara nimite dui pushtaka ai aniyachi Dakshina hayite. The Lord said, for your sake only, I have brought two books from South India. Swarupera taniache lahata lakia likia Vasudeva anandita pushtaka pahana. The books are being kept with Srup Damodar, and you can get them copied. Hearing this, Vasudeva became very glad, given some service. Pratyeka Vaishnava Sabe Dikiya Laila Krame Krame Dui Granta Sarvatravaya Pila. Indeed, each and every Vaishnava copied the two books. By and by, the two books, like the Brahma Samhita and Sri Krishna Karnamita, were broadcast all over India. Of course, in those days, they had to do everything by hand. Copy the books by hand. They had no photocopiers. Great tapasya endeavor to do that. Sri Vasadye Kai Prabhu Kari Maha Prita Tomar Chari Bahira Ami Ainu Vikrita. The Lord addressed Srivas and his brothers with great love and affection, saying, I am so obliged that I am purchased by your four brothers. Srivas Kahina Keni Kaha Viparita Kripa Muye Chari Bahi Ha Ima Ha'i Tomara Krita. Srivas then replied to the Lord, why are you speaking in a contradictory way? Rather, we four brothers have been purchased by your mercy. Shankare Dekhiya Prabhu Kahe Damodarai Sagarava Priti Amara Tomara Upare. After seeing Shankar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Damodar, my affection for you is on the platform of awe and reverence. Here, the Lord is addressing Damodar Pandit, who is different from Swarup Damodar. Damodar Pandit is the elder brother of Shankar. Thus, the Lord informed Damodar that his affection toward him was on the platform of awe and reverence. However, the Lord's affection toward his younger brother, Shankar, was on the platform of pure love. Shuddha kevala prema Shankara upare ateva tomara sange rakaha sankare. Therefore, keep your younger brother, Shankar, with you, because he is connected to me by pure, unalloyed love. Damodara kahe Shankar shota amahoite ebe amara bada bai tomara kripate. Damodar Pandit replied, Shankar is my younger brother, but from today he becomes my elder brother because of your special mercy upon him. Shivanande kahe Prabhu tomara amate gadha anuraga hoya jani age hoite. Then turning toward Shivananda, saying, the Lord said, I know that from the very beginning your affection for me has been very great. Shuni Shivananda Sena Prema Vishtahana Dandavat Hana Pade Shloka Dandavat Hana Pade Shloka Padayya. Immediately upon hearing this, Shivananda Sena became absorbed in ecstatic love and fell down on the ground, offering obeisances to the Lord. He then began to recite the following verse. Nimajjato nanta bhavarnavantas chiraya me kulam ivashi labdaha tvayapi labdam bhagavan idanim Anutamam patram idam dayayaha. O my Lord, O unlimited one, although I was merged in the oceans of nescience, I have now, after a long time, attained to you, just as one may attain the seashore. My dear Lord, by getting me, you have obtained the right person upon whom to bestow your causeless mercy. Purport. This is verse 21 from the Stotra Ratna, composed by Alabandharu Yamunacharya. One's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be established even after one has fallen into the ocean of nescience, which is the ocean of material existence, involving the repetition of birth, death, old age, and disease, all arising out of the acceptance of the material body. There are 8,400,000 species of material life, but in the human body, one attains a chance to get release from the repetition of birth and death. When one becomes the Lord's devotee, he is rescued from this dangerous ocean of birth and death. The Lord is always prepared to shower his mercy upon fallen souls, strongly against miserable material conditions. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai vangso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha manakshastan indriyani prakriti shtani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to the conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. Thus, every living being is struggling hard in this material nature. Actually, the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And when he surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he attains release from the ocean of birth and death. The Lord, being very kind to fallen souls, is always anxious to get the living entity out of the ocean of nescience. If the living entity understands his position and surrenders to the Lord, his life becomes successful. Patame Murari Gupta Prabhure Namilila. Pare te pare ache dandavat hana. Murari Gupta at first did not meet the Lord, but rather remained outside the door, falling down like a stick to offer obeisances. Murari na de kia prabhu kare avishana. Murari laite chana. Murari laite dana. Ayala Bahujana. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not see Murari amongst the devotees, he inquired about him. Thereupon, many people immediately went to Murari, running to take him to the Lord. Tina Dui Gucha Murari Dashane Dariya Mahaprabhu Agegela Danya Dinhanhana. Thus Murari Gupta, catching two bundles of straw in his teeth, went before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with humility and meekness. Murari dekhiya prabhu aila milite pache bhage murari lagila kahite. Upon seeing Murari come to meet him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went up to him, but Murari began to run away and speak as follows. More na chuniha prabhu munita pamara tamara sparsha yogya nahi papa kalivara. My Lord, please do not touch me. I am most abominable and not fit for you to touch because my body is sinful. Prabhu kai morari kara nainya samvarana tamara dainya deki mora. Vidya Nahayamana, the Lord said, my dear Murari, please restrain your unnecessary humility. My mind is disturbed to see your meekness. Itabali Prabhu Tanre Kaila Alingana Nikate Vashana Kare Anga Samarjana. Saying this, the Lord embraced Merari and had him sit down by his side. The Lord then began to cleanse his body with his own hands. Acharya Ratna Vijaniri Pandita Gadadhar Gangadasa Haribhatta Acharya Purandar Pratyeke Sabara Prabhu Kari Gunagana Puna Puna Alingya Karila Samana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then again and again embraced all the devotees, including Acharya Ratna, Vidyanidhi, Pandit Gadadhar, Gangadas, Haribhatta, and Acharya Purandara. The Lord described their good qualities and glorified them again and again. Sabare Samani Prabhura Aila Ulasa Haridase Na Dekhiya Kahe Kahan Haridasa. After thus offering respect to each and every devotee, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very jubilant. However, not seeing Haridas Thakur, he inquired, "Where is Haridas?" Nuro hoite Haridasa goshane dekhiya Rajapatta prante pari ache dandavatana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then saw in the distance that Haridas Thakur was lying down flat on the road, offering obeisances. Milanastane asi prabore na milita, milila. Rajapatta prante dure padiya rahila. Haridas Thakur did not come to the Lord's meeting place, but remained fallen flat on the common road at a distance. Bhakta Sabadana Oila Haridasa Nite Prabhu Tomaya Milite Chahe Chalaha Twarite. All the devotees went to Haridas Thakur saying, "The Lord wants to meet you. Please come immediately." Haridasa Kahe Muni Nicha Jati Chara Mandira Nikate Aite Moranahi Adikara. Haridas Thakur replied, "I cannot go near the temple because I am a low caste, abominable person. I have no authority to go there." Purport. Although Haridas Thakur was such a highly exalted Vaishnav that he was addressed as Haridas Goswami, he still did not like to disturb the common sense of the general populace. Haridas Thakur was so exalted that he was addressed as Thakur and Gosani, and these titles are offered to the most advanced Vaishnavas. The spiritual master is generally called Gosani, and Thakur is used to address the Paramahamsas, those in the topmost rank of spirituality. Nonetheless, Haridas Thakur did not want to go near the temple, although he was called there by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. The Jagannath temple still accepts only those Hindus who are in the Varnashram order. Other castes, especially those who are not Hindu, are not allowed to enter the temple. This is a long-standing regulation, and thus Haridas Thakur, although certainly competent and qualified to enter the temple, did not want even to go near it. This is called Vaishnava humility. Nibrite tota majestana yadipana taham pari rahu ekale kala gonana. Haridas Thakur then expressed his desire. "If I could just get a solitary place near the temple, I could stay there alone and pass my time." Jagannatha seva kere mora sparshanahi haya. Tahan padi rohan mora evansha hoya. I do not wish the servants of Lord Jagannath to touch me. I would remain there in the garden alone. That is my desire. एकता लोक गिया प्रभु रे कहिला, सुनिया प्रभुर मने बड़ा सुख हेला. When this message was relayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the people, the Lord became very happy to hear it. Hena kale kashi mishra padicha dui jana aisha karila prabhura charanavandana. At this time, Kashi Mishra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered his respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarva Vaishnava Dekhi Shuka Bada Paila Yatta Yogya Sabhasane Anande Milila. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, Kashi Mishra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness, they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. Prabhupada dui jane kaila nivedana agyadeya vaishnavera kare samadana. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Sabari kariyachevasa gihasthana mahaprasada sabakare kare samadana. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnav. Now let us distribute Mahaprasadam to all of them. Prabhu kai Gopinatha yaha Vaishnavlana yahan yahan kahe vasa tahan dehalana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately told Gopinathacharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residences Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent offer. Mahaprasadana deha vaninathastane sarva vaishnavera inho karibe samadane. Then the Lord told Kashi Mishra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasad to them. Amara nikate e puspera udayana eka kahi kar gara ache parama nirjane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, nearby my place in this garden of flowers is a single room that is very solitary. Se gara amake deha ache prayojana nivrite vashiyatahan kariba smarana. Please give that room to me, for I have need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. Purport. This statement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is significant. Nibrite Vashiya Tahan Kariba Smarana. I shall sit down there in a solitary place and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Neophyte students are not to imitate sitting in a solitary place and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should always remember that it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself who wanted such a place, either for himself or Haridas Thakur. No one can suddenly attain the level of Haridas Thakur and sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Only an exalted person like Haridas Thakur or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is personally exhibiting the proper behavior for an acharya, can engage in such a practice. At the present moment, we see that some of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are tending to leave their preaching activities in order to sit in a solitary place. This is not a very good sign. It is a fact that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has condemned this process for neophytes. As he even stated in the song, Pratishtara Tare Nirjanera Gare Tava Hari Nama Kevala Kaitava. Sitting in a solitary place and tending to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is considered a cheating process. This practice is not possible for neophytes at all. The neophyte devotee must act and work very laboriously under the direction of the spiritual master, and he must thus preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only after maturing in devotion can he sit down in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to teach us a lesson, he traveled all over India continuously for 6 years, and only then retired at Jagannath Puri. Even at Jagannath Puri, the Lord chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in great meetings at the Jagannath Temple. The point is that one should not try to imitate Haridas Thakur at the beginning of one's transcendental life. One must first become very mature in devotion and thus receive the approval of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only at such time may one actually sit down peacefully in a solitary place to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remember the lotus feet of the Lord. The senses are very strong, and if a neophyte devotee imitates Haridas Thakur, his enemies, Kam, Krodh, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya, will disturb and fatigue him. Instead of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the neophyte will simply sleep soundly. Preaching work is meant for advanced devotees, and when an advanced devotee is further elevated on the devotional scale, he may retire to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra in a solitary place. However, if one simply imitates advanced spiritual life, he will fall down, just like the Sahajas in Vrindavan.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, actually, like, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself did this chanting for so many years. Many of the, you know, Gaudiya Math devotees says, and some of them tries to, like, you know, follow that, and they say that for preaching also one must, you know, chant some, you know, some number of rounds in their life, then they can start preaching. Like, that conception is there. I heard from devotees, sannyasis, like that.
They want to imitate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. His life was like that, and so they want to imitate. However, they cannot imitate him because they cannot do what he did. If they could do what he did, then oh, no problem. Let them imitate his life. Then it is not imitation. That is a genuine thing. They're rascals. Then what can they do? They're not very capable of doing it much. And yet they want to imitate Bhakti Siddhanta's chanting and then think they can become big preachers, but they never did. They never did what he did. So only imitation. We have to follow the order of the advanced Vaishnav and don't try to imitate them. We cannot do their activities, their preaching, their establishment of so many temples, creating so many devotees. We are not capable of doing that. And yet we want to imitate the other parts of their life. First you imitate that, then we can speak of imitating their chanting. Nonsense.
Sometimes they are very strong at, you know, the people who are doing some preaching. They say that you are not capable of doing preaching because you not did the chanting. As you have to be pure, then you can do preaching.
That is not the order of Guru. I follow the order of Guru and Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada, etc. They have given us order. We are following that. And that's only our position. Prabhupada was very strong about this. Both Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada and Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada were very strong about not sitting and just trying to purify yourself like that by chanting. They did not like that. Some may want to imitate Sridhar Maharaj, who was able to retire. Let them write the poetry that he has written about Mahaprabhu and other great poems, and to preach according to the conception that he gave to so many devotees. Can they do that? Don't try to follow one part of their life and not the other. Only imitation.
Maharaj, I think Shankaracharya once was going through Jagannath Puri, and he was doing whatever his disciples were simply imitating. Then he drink some molten iron, and then he asked that why not you also drink that? Then all run away from
Hare
there.
Krishna.
And Purushottam Prabhu was telling this to Sripad Maharaj. And Sivar must told, I think our Dasaras should know this story. He told like that. But imitation, sometimes they do one part only, but not other.
We remember Sridhar Maharaj told Krishnadas Babaji that Prabhupada does not like you simply chanting. Krishnadas Babaji was a genuine Vaishnava, respected by all. Yet, Sridhar Maharaj chastised him. Why were you simply chanting? Prabhupada told not to do that. He used to tell him.
But
Hare Krishna.
I'm confused by this. The instructions from Prabhupada were to chant 16 rounds a day,
Yes.
and now that we're saying now that that was not the instruction. I'm confused.
Huh?
I'm confused by what we're saying today.
Who's saying that?
No.
Oh, no. I think that not that we should neglect the chanting. That's not the idea. No, this is not what we're saying. We're saying one should not go to a solitary place and chant. This was the instruction. We should go out and preach. However, huh? Huh? One, if Gurudev gives you the instruction to chant 16 rounds, you have to carry that out. But that only takes like an hour and a half maximum if you're chanting properly. What are you going to do for the other 22 and a half hours? Okay. Oh, that's the point. Not that you should simply chant all day long in a place and not do any other service. Must chant, yes. If Gurudev gives you that order, then at least we must do that. That was Prabhupada's order, so everyone is required to do that.
And Maharaj, once you told that Hare Krishna chanting means to pray, that please engage me in service. So I think there are a lot of services already if some guru orders, then I think those services are as good as chanting Hare Krishna.
Anyhow, the point is to follow under the order of Guru. What he orders you, you must do that. That should be your mentality. Not that you should try to interpret. Chanting means chanting. And a very important part of our Krishna consciousness. Chanting the holy name. Mahaprabhu came for that purpose only, to teach that. We never, ever minimize that. It is the purest and the most purifying thing we can do. There's nothing more pure than the holy name of the Lord. And even if we chant it impurely, it still has its potency coming from, of course, the direction of Gurudev. The name is not only a name, it's not only a sound vibration. There is a conception behind it. And so if we get that conception from Gurudev, and in that conception, conception means we must understand that we are finite, we are in a subordinate position. We are not God. We are not here to enjoy sense gratification. to exploit the environment for our own purposes. At least the negative conception we must have properly. And then the positive conception. We are for Krishna, serving him, satisfying him, pleasing him, surrendering to him, offering ourselves completely to him, and thereby being obedient to him through his representative and the devotee. Knowing that Krishna acts through his devotee, then real humility means to obey, to listen to what the devotee is telling us, and to try to carry that out. And that's genuine. That is sincerity, and that's all Krishna asks. That's what Krishna wants from us, and that process he has given us by his mercy, if we follow it, then at least we are not being impertinent. Krishna is offering his mercy to us, and impertinently we are not rejecting. Not a very great thing, a very shameful thing. I must gracefully and gratefully receive his mercy. Then in that way, we can establish our love. A wrong attitude, we will not be able to establish any love. I'll go in the opposite direction. Cold-hearted. Indifference. That is mundane life. One cannot be happy in that kind of mentality, in that kind of life. We will not be able to find the highest fulfillment of our existence, the highest pleasure. It won't be ours if we take that wrong course. Why does anyone do that? Because of foolishness. They cannot understand properly what is what. Only that. They cannot believe that they can become perfectly satisfied by serving, by accepting, surrendering, and engaging in service, and not trying to move heaven and earth through their senses for getting some pleasure, sucking some pleasure out of the material existence. Mishrakai sabatomar chahaki karane apana ichayalaha ye tomaramani. Kashi Mishra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything belongs to you. What is the use of your begging? By your own will, you can take whatever you like. Ami dui ha itomara dasa agya kari. Ye chaha se agya deka kripa kari. My Lord, we are your two servants and are here just to carry out your orders. By your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want. This is devotee. Etakai dui jane vidhaya la ila Gopinatha vaninatha dunhe sange nila. Saying this, Kashi Mishra and the temple inspector took their leave, and Gopinath and Vaninath went with them. Gopinatha dekaila sabavashagara Vaninatha tani dila prashara vistara. Gopinath was then shown all the residential palaces, and Vaninath was given large quantities of food, mahaprasadam, left by Lord Jagannath. Vaninatha ailabahu prashara pita halana. Gopinatha ailabasha sanskara hakariya. The Swaminath Roy returned with large quantities of Lord Jagannath's food remnants, including cakes and other good eatables. Gopinath Acharya also returned after cleansing all the residential quarters. Mahaprabhu kahe shuna sarva vaishnav ganam nija nija vasa sabe karaha gamana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas and requested that they listen to him. He said, now you can go to your respective residential quarters. Huh? Adding what? Samudra Snana Karikara Chuda Darashana Tabe Adri Tan Asi Karibe Bojana. Go to the sea and bathe and look at the top of the temple. After so doing, please come back here and take your lunch.
Maharaj?
Huh?
Maharaj? Maharaj, you know why, you know, Jagannath's, you know, that top of the temple, that flag is so important, you know, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all devotees, they always, you know, get a great pleasure, you know, why it is so significant.
Lord is not different from his residence. Whatever is in connection with the Lord, non-different. And by seeing that flag, they can remember Krishna. Therefore, that flag became very important to them. And whatever helps us to remember the Lord, that is the more, that becomes the most valuable thing. Huh? Whatever can help us, whatever, whoever can help us most remember the Lord. And that becomes the most valuable thing. Haridas Thakur, he wanted to just see that flag, the top of the temple. That was enough for him. And he can remember the resident of that temple by that seeing that flag. From a distance, the devotees would come and they would see that flag. Their hearts would jump for joy. Because they knew the Lord of their heart was residing there. The devotee doesn't have to come in direct contact with Krishna to understand that Krishna is always present, ever present for the devotee. Yam shama shundaram achintyu gana swarupam. The Lord who has inconceivable potencies, inconceivable qualities. Achintyu gana means inconceivable qualities. These qualities are not mundane. Not that you can see the Lord in the temple, the deity, and you have seen Krishna. No. So many people can go and see the deity. They are not all pure devotees. And what can they see? Who has a chintya guna swarupam? The form with inconceivable potency, with inconceivable qualities. How do you see that? So devotee is one who can see that everywhere. He doesn't need to have a particular form. Always relating to Krishna in all circumstances. But that only comes by the mercy of the Lord himself. Who has that vision? Is a person who has received the mercy of the Lord, who is pleased with our and pleased with us, and then he may show that. He may take away the veil of Maya, the veil of illusion that does not allow us to see him. Maya means, or the material world means, that we don't see Krishna, we don't have any contact with him. We feel ourselves separate from him. Of course, devotee can take even that not seeing and not being in contact with him as Krishna's mercy also. He doesn't see anything as Maya. And he sees that as separation from the Lord. And it also enhances his love for Krishna. That's the key. Seeing the Lord enhances your love, or not seeing him enhances your love. The point for a devotee's life is how to increase his love more and more for Krishna. That is all in all. As long as he can carry that within his heart, Krishna Prem has reached the perfection of his life. And he wants nothing more. All right.
Yes. Most of the Western devotees, they don't allow them to go to the temple, yes, so they can, you know, see that flag,
yes,
get a lot of happiness.
Yes, yes. 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 Little difficult, but it's good to recognize the meaning of that. To understand the full import of that. That is not just the deity that is Krishna. Krishna is everywhere and in everything and in everyone. And that kind of stage is the Uttam Adhikari stage. Who doesn't only see Krishna in the temple or only in the devotee, but everywhere and in everyone. Now, to gain that vision, that is Uttam Adhikari, Uttam stage. And yeah, we're not all Uttam or fortunate enough to be on that platform. But still, there are so many temples that have been established where everyone can go. It is not that the Lord is only present in Jagannath Puri. So many temples now where you can see Jagannath. He was the first form of the Lord that I saw. I couldn't understand at all what it meant, what he was. When I went to Washington, D.C., I saw this strange form on the altar, sort of on a side glance. I didn't really go into the temple at that time. They were just inviting me in for prasad. And I caught a glimpse of this unusual figure on the side of my eye. I didn't say anything at the time because I couldn't understand what it was all about. In deity worship, I had not even had any exposure to that in my whole life. But devotees were just very friendly, talking to me and inviting me to come and have some prasad with them. And I didn't ask any question about that because I was interested in what they were saying. And only later I came to have darshan of Lord Jagannath and to establish some relation. So it is not that we should feel any particular discouragement for not being able to see Jagannath in Jagannath Puri at that particular temple. There are many temples where Jagannath is installed that the Westerners can also go. And Haridas Thakur has given Haridas Thakur has given us the perfect example, right? By his own refusal to violate the principles, the customs of the time. By going and seeing and taking a very humble position. And we can see, which explained that Mahaprabhu was very pleased when he saw Haridas take such a humble position. It is a very important thing to have, a humble position. Not that we think that I should control the environment. My position is to control the environment, make it the way I think it should be, right or wrong. What's that, Sushin?
Maharaj, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that not Jagannath from Jagannath Puri will go in a plane to UK. So I think Prabhupada done that by taking him all over the world. Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told that one day Lord Jagannath from Jagannath Puri will go in a plane to UK.
Oh, yes.
London, London. Yes.
Oh, yes.
So I think.
An airplane chariot.
In an airplane chariot.
Yes.
So I think Prabhupada has done that by taking him to all over the world.
Yes. Oh, certainly. Now Rathyatra is by Prabhupada's mercy, Rathyatra is carried out in so many different cities in all the parts of the world. All right, I think we better end now. It's a little late. Hey, you all like,
you,
to, all like to say Hare Krishna to one another. My Dandava pranams to all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dandava Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Jai
Shri
Bhakti Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Jai
Hare Krishna.